Warning from the Surgeon General. The following is limited to the players who are practicing. When the Packers took the field this morning, many eyes were on Eddie Lacy, and more specifically, his condition. Don't know what he weighs, but we can absolutely, positively say he's in better shape than a season ago.
You know, last year wasn't that good for me, and I don't want that to happen this year. So, you know, just go out, be in the best shape physically and mentally that I can be in, and go out there and contribute any way I can.
Blake Martinez's chances of contributing significantly as a rookie continue to grow. He begins camp exactly where he ended the offseason program, lining up with the number ones at inside linebacker in both base and nickel. He is a zealot, and out to prove that's where he belongs.
When that time comes and I do get that opportunity in the games or during the season to kind of step in and have that role, that all the guys around me know, hey, we can trust this guy. We don't have to have an extra worry or an extra sense of, hey, I need to help this guy out now. More, hey, this guy can help us out.
Also of note, Quinton Rollins was with the starters as a conventional corner outside, but he also took reps in the slot, a.k.a. nickel and dimeback.
It's just going to make the defense that much better when you can move guys around and they're not just stuck in one role. So that's just going to benefit the defense as a whole.
Appropriately enough, Trevor Davis got his camp off to a fast start. And as a matter of fact, it was a fast start for the offense overall.
I told some guys this is the best offensive practice I've seen day one in all my years of playing football.
Practice as a whole, no pads, so not unlike an OTA, but there was a difference. A certain gravitas, if you will. A third of the roster does not get sent home at the end of OTAs. Larry McCarron, Packers.com.